Now turn to part 4, questions 20 to 25. Look at the 6 sentences for this part. You will hear a conversation between a boy called Jamie and a girl called Miranda about sharing a bedroom with a brother or sister. Decide if each sentence is correct or incorrect. If it is correct, choose the letter A for yes. If it is not correct, choose the letter B for no. You now have 20 seconds to look at the questions for part 4. Now we are ready to start. Listen carefully. You will hear the recording twice.
Hi, Miranda. How are you?
Hi, Jamie. I'm fine. I'm helping Mum paint my bedroom at home, the one I share with my younger sister.
Oh, how's it going?
Not well. We can't agree. My sister and I both have got our own side of the room, and they're completely different. I mean, my side's blue, with pop posters all over the wall, but her side's pink, with dolls and stuff. Not my thing at all, really. But as I said, she is younger than me, and it looks okay, I guess.
Well, I share with my brother, Max, but as he's older than me, I get to use lots of things that my parents don't really want me to have, because they say I'm not old enough. But he lets me use his laptop, music player, everything.
Wow! Now, if that was my little sister, she'd probably go and report it to our mum, and I'd get into trouble. That happens sometimes. Then my sister and I have an argument.
Oh? That doesn't happen with Max and me.
No. Well, apart from that, I get on okay with my sister, really. To be honest, she went camping with her school last week, and I really missed her. I found it wasn't so nice being in our room on my own. I hadn't expected that.
I know what you mean. My brother's going to university soon, and the room will seem really empty. Still, at least I'll be able to get on with my homework in peace. It's hard at the moment, as he's often in the room too.
Well, my sister likes playing outside, so it's okay. But then when she's not there, there's no one to talk to about my problems. She's really good at listening if she knows I'm worried about something, even though she can't help.
My brother's the same. We wouldn't do that if we didn't share rooms.
No. So sharing does have good points.
Now listen again.
Hi, Miranda. How are you?
Hi, Jamie. I'm fine. I'm helping Mum paint my bedroom at home, the one I share with my younger sister.
Oh, how's it going?
Not well. We can't agree. My sister and I both have got our own side of the room, and they're completely different. I mean, my side's blue, with pop posters all over the wall. But her side's pink, with dolls and stuff. Not my thing at all, really. But as I said, she is younger than me, and it looks okay, I guess.
Well, I share with my brother, Max, but as he's older than me, I get to use lots of things that my parents don't really want me to have, because they say I'm not old enough. But he lets me use his laptop, music player, everything.
Wow! Now, if that was my little sister, she'd probably go and report it to our mum, and I'd get into trouble. That happens sometimes. Then my sister and I have an argument.
Oh? That doesn't happen with Max and me.
No. Well, apart from that, I get on okay with my sister, really. To be honest, she went camping with her school last week and I really missed her. I found it wasn't so nice being in our room on my own. I hadn't expected that.
I know what you mean. My brother's going to university soon, and the room will seem really empty. Still, at least I'll be able to get on with my homework in peace. It's hard at the moment, as he's often in the room too.
Well, my sister likes playing outside, so it's okay. But then when she's not there, there's no one to talk to about my problems. She's really good at listening if she knows I'm worried about something, even though she can't help.
My brother's the same. We wouldn't do that if we didn't share rooms.
No. So sharing does have good points.
That is the end of part four. You now have 6 minutes to check and copy your answers onto the answer sheet. That is the end of the test.